That's where we leave the World Service and start our day here on BBC Radio 4. Good morning, I'm Caroline Nicholls. There's news and weather coming up. We hear about a new strain of bird flu, and it's a good year for apples. That's all before the Today programme at 6. And then Kirsty Young offers another guest the chance to look back.
If I'd gone to Europe in 1993, I think my life would look completely different.
Young again, with me, Kirsty Young.
His behaviour was tinged by, I think, his PTSD.
An honest assessment of life. What advice would you give your younger self? What would you want to be different? With guests including Minnie Driver, Irvin Welsh and Miranda Hart.
I couldn't work because I became ill and I tried to keep going before the diagnosis. And it didn't go well.
Young Again. Catch the conversation so far on BBC Sounds. And we conclude on Radio 4 with Malcolm Gladwell.
Best decisions I've made in my life to have children.
This morning at 9.
Now on Radio 4, here's Sarah Keith Lucas.
Thank you, Caroline, and good morning. And now, the shipping forecast, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Tuesday, the 12th of November, 2024. There are warnings of gales in Trafalgar, Fitzroy, Bailey, Faroes and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. High, Ireland, 1042, slow moving with little change by midnight tonight. And the area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at 0. Northerly or northwesterly, 3 to 5, backing westerly or southwesterly, 4 to 6. Rain later. Good, occasionally moderate later. South at 0. Northerly or northwesterly, 4 to 6. Fair. Good. 40s at Cromarty, 4th Tyne, Dogger. North 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4. Then west or northwest, 3 to 5 later. Fair. Good. Fisher. North or northwest, 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time. Fair, good. German Bight. Northeast, 4 to 6, backing north or northwest, 3 to 5 later. Mainly fair, good. Humber, Thames, Dover, White. North or northeast, 5 to 7, decreasing 3 to 5 later. Showers, squally until later. Good, occasionally moderate until later. Portland, Plymouth. North or northeast, 4 to 6. Showers, good. Biscay, north or northeast, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Thundery showers, good, occasionally moderate. Fitzroy, easterly or northeasterly, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later in south. Mainly fair, good. Sole, Lundy, Fastnet. East or northeast, 3 to 5. Fair, good. Irish Sea. Variable, mainly northeast, 2 to 4. Fair, good. Shannon. Variable, 2 to 4. Mainly fair, mainly good. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides. South or southwest, veering west later, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 until later, except in Malin. Occasional rain or drizzle later. Good, occasionally moderate later. Bailey. Westerly or southwesterly, 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 for a time in north. Occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or good. Fair Isle. West or southwest, 4 to 6. Rain or drizzle later. Good, occasionally moderate later. Faroes. West or southwest, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later. Rain or drizzle, fair later. Moderate or poor. Becoming good later. Southeast Iceland. Southerly 5 to 7, veering westerly or southwesterly 7 to severe gale 9, perhaps storm 10 later. Rain or drizzle, fair later, moderate or poor, becoming good later. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic. Southwest by south 2. Mist 8 miles. 1040, falling slowly. Stornoway, southwest by south 3, 9 miles, 1038, falling more slowly. Lerwick, west-southwest 4, mist 6 miles, 1035, falling slowly. Lucas, west-northwest 2, 13 miles, 1040, now rising. Bridlington, north 4, 1037, now falling. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, north 7, 5 miles, 1031. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 5 miles, 1034. Jersey, northeast 4, 16 miles, 1035, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, north-northeast 5, 1036. Scilly Automatic, northeast by east 3, 16 miles, 1038, falling slowly. Valentia, northeast by north 2, 24 miles, 1040, now rising. Ronald's Way, 2, 13 miles, 1040, falling slowly. Malin Head, south by east 3, 24 miles, 1040, falling slowly. And here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500. General situation. High pressure will continue to build across the United Kingdom, bringing settled and clearer conditions. Strong winds will affect northern and southern coasts for a time. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in north. Occasional rain or drizzle later, good occasionally moderate later. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Variable 2 to 4, becoming west or southwest 3 to 5 later. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. North or northeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Mainly fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. North or northeast 5 or 6, decreasing 3 to 5. Showers at first, mainly good. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Northerly or northeasterly 5 to 7, decreasing 3 to 5 later. Showers squally at first, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Northumberland to Selsey-Bill. Northerly or northeasterly 5 to 7, decreasing 3 to 5 later. Showers squally at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Selsey-Bill to Lyme Regis. North or northeast 4 to 6, mainly fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. North or northeast 3 or 4, increasing 5 or 6, mainly fair, moderate or good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. East or northeast 3 to 5, mainly fair, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Variable, mainly northeast 2 to 4, mainly fair, moderate or good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Variable, mainly northeast 3 or less, mainly fair, good. Isle of Man. East or northeast, becoming variable, then northwest later, 2 or 3. Fair. Good. Lochfall to Carlingford Lock. Variable, 2 to 4. Fair. Good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Variable, 2 to 4. Fair, moderate or good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Variable 3 or less, becoming west or southwest 3 or 4 later. Occasional rain or drizzle later. Good, occasionally moderate later. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. South or southwest 4 to 6, decreasing 3 or 4 later. Occasional rain or drizzle later, good, occasionally moderate later. Shetland Isles. West or southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Occasional rain or drizzle later, good, occasionally moderate later. And that completes the shipping bulletin. I'll be back with a general weather forecast in a few minutes.
Thanks, Sarah. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Tuesday, the 12th of November. Good morning, this is News Briefing with Caroline Nicholls. MPs are assessing proposals to allow terminally ill people in England and Wales to take their own lives ahead of a parliamentary debate at the end of the month. The BBC is expected to confirm its parting ways with one of its highest paid presenters. In business, the DNA testing website 23andMe is slashing more than a third of its workforce. And in sport, the Premier League referee David Coote has been suspended over allegations he made derogatory comments about Liverpool and the club's former manager Jurgen Klopp. MPs have been given just under 3 weeks to assess the details of a bill that could legalise assisted dying for adults with a terminal illness in England and Wales. Those eligible would need to have a life expectancy of 6 months or less. Any case would involve approval from two doctors and the High Court. The Labour MP, Kim Leadbeater, has put forward the bill.
The fact that we've got people who are taking their own lives because they're so desperate at the end of their life that they feel that's the only option they've got. The fact that you've got people who have got the inequity of going to another country if they can afford to do so. Or you've got people who have had good palliative care, but the fact is the palliative care hasn't been able to meet their needs and they've had really horrible, harrowing deaths. So if we're saying that is all okay, then we don't need this bill. But it's not okay.
The Conservative MP, Danny Kruger, says the law should not be changed.
If we pass this bill, we'll change the whole nature of our society's attitude to the vulnerable, to the frail, to the disabled, the ill, the lonely, the depressed. All the people who themselves or others might decide at one moment that their life is not worth living. And if we are prepared to say that in certain cases it's right for the state to take life out of compassion, I'm afraid that is a door that we can't then close and it will become progressively wider.
US media reports suggest Donald Trump will appoint the Florida Senator Marco Rubio as Secretary of State in his forthcoming administration. Mr. Rubio has previously voted against providing military aid for the war in Ukraine and has supported Mr. Trump's America First policy, which seeks to keep the US out of foreign conflicts. The BBC is expected to make an official announcement later today confirming the departure of one of its highest paid presenters, Gary Lineker, from Match of the Day. He's set to leave the programme at the end of the Premier League season next May. It's understood his final job for the BBC will be presenting coverage of the 2026 World Cup. Our culture and media editor Katie Razzle says it appears the corporation wants to make changes to Match of the Day.
I understand from sources that Gary Lineker was open to staying at Match of the Day, but the BBC didn't offer him a new contract to stay at the helm after this season. The corporation has a new head of sport, and it looks as if he has a different plan for Match of the Day. Some of the people I've been speaking to have said it would be madness to mess around with one of the BBC's crown jewels. I understand the new contract has